AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama wants fast-track trade authority, and he's hoping the Senate will give it to him today. There's a push to wrap things up as Congress goes on a week-long break. Also in the mix, the government soon to expire authority to collect bulk data on Americans' phone records. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the available option.
The untried and as of yet non-existent bulk collection system envisioned under that bill would be slower and more cumbersome than the one that currently helps keep us safe.
Also on the calendar, a bill to renew authority to commit federal funds for highway and bridge construction. There's a threat of severe flooding in states like Oklahoma and Texas. That area has been hit recently with heavy rain and severe weather. Matt Stolle with the National Weather Service says it won't take much to make conditions worse.
Really, any time that you pick up a strong thunderstorm that produces some heavy rain, the ground is so saturated now that all the water just runs off and immediately causes flooding issues.
There was a peaceful protest in Olympia, Washington, after police shot and wounded two unarmed stepbrothers. They were suspected of stealing beer from a grocery store. The two men are black. The police officer is white. Civil rights advocate Nat Jackson brought up Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore.
And while that's not necessarily related directly to this case, there are some initial implications that come to mind.
Darren Wint is due in court today in Washington. He's accused of killing three members of one family as well as the housekeeper in the family's mansion. He was arrested overnight. Islamic State militants seized another town in Iraq's western Anbar province. In Syria, the group's fighters killed dozens of pro-government forces in the ancient town of Palmyra. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. Voters in Ireland are being asked if gay marriage should be legal.
I grew up in an Ireland that was mean-spirited and small-minded and had these terrible vestiges of the past, of a church that controlled the morals of the country and of an administration that executed that. And any opportunity I have to change that, to liberalise it, to move away from it, I'll gladly relish it.
The Catholic Church wants voters to say no to gay marriage. Opinion polls in Ireland suggest it could pass. Former Korean Air executive Cho Hyun Ah is out of prison. A South Korean court suspended her prison term after an onboard tantrum delayed a flight last year. Cho threw a fit when a first-class flight attendant served her macadamia nuts in a bag instead of on a dish. There was a heated physical confrontation. Cho is the daughter of the airline's chairman. The court in South Korea said Cho did not violate aviation security laws when she ordered the chief flight attendant off the plane. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.